Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Zurian Show, and as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are going to be talking about health, and we're also going to be talking about diet. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we are blessed again with a young lady that is definitely a wealth of knowledge and comes from a family that is also a wealth of knowledge, a group of people that are very dedicated to health, fitness, diet, well-being, and living a quality level of life. Today's show is Healthy, Sustainable Weight Loss, Food versus Food. And our guest that's going to be on with us today is Miss Ashley. Miss Ashley is, a very impressive young lady in the sense that she's done a lot of things, been through a lot of stuff, and is truly a young lady that has definitely been dotting her I's and crossing her T's as she's gone through her life, taking on a very positive attitude and positive outlook. Miss Ashley Ivey is the director of the Wellness Center. They are located in Fairfax, Virginia. Actually, they're located at 10503A Braddock Road in Fairfax, Virginia, and that's 22032. And the original business was actually started by her mother, Miss Donna Ivy. And basically, they've taken good health, nutrition, spiritual belief, and again, a lot of actual scientific and, of course, positive thinking and mindset to the next level in helping people of all ages, all sexes, all sizes, all shapes to actually live a better and a more healthy life in their goal to, again, have the best quality of life possible for any human being. So today's show, again, is going to talk about food. And the young lady that actually is going to be talking to us, even though on the picture she's slim and trim and fit and vigor and all of that, at one time she wasn't that way. But through her ability to look at diet and a series of other things that she's had to deal with in her lifetime, that she's been able to conquer. And this isn't an old person. You know, as you say, some of us may have an old spirit, but this young lady is definitely not old in numbers. However, she has acquired wisdom that many of us have yet to reach in our lifetimes, even those of us that are 10, 20, 30, maybe even 40 years older than she is. She has had some very debilitating news presented to her, and she's decided to fight it. She's decided that what one person gave her as a diagnosis wasn't going to be her fate. And if you get a chance, we did a show earlier where we talked about, you know, some of her trials and tribulations and how she is a living example of how not only the proper education, but the proper knowledge, the proper faith, the proper belief and guidance can actually set you free, so to speak, as in putting you in the right direction and putting you on a path that's going to help you to reach your goals, whatever those goals may be, the goals in health and fitness, the goals in living a quality life, the goals in making the most out of yourself, the goals and the belief in your family, your dream, your position, your loved ones, all of the above. And in some cases, your career or your future. So she's used her mindset, her strong family background, and her, again, undying and faithful belief to actually point her in the direction that's changed her life, helped her to become the strong woman, strong young woman, strong person, strong human being that she has become. And every day, again, she is another living example of one of those people that, as some would say, walks in faith, so is always in the light, or is always in the light because they walk in faith, but actually somebody that has also taken action to make their life an example, to be a role model to other human beings, to aid them in reaching the goals that they want to reach, as she has worked very hard and very diligently to meet the goals and handle the challenges and deal with all of the different things, the ups and downs of her own life, even though it has not been, you know, a 40, 50, or 60-year struggle for her. Or, excuse me, not even a 30-year struggle, but still to, you know, be in high school and to get a diagnosis of MS and to be told that, you know, your future as you know it, because her original dream was to become a physical therapist and to go into the medical arena just like her family and the medical professional arena. And she was told in her teens that she had MS and that, you know, none of those things would ever be possible. Her being a physical therapist or a physical therapist assistant or any of those things were pretty much a pipe dream, something that she could give up faith on, that she would need someone to take care of her all her life, that she would need to take all her hope and all her spirit and all her energy and funnel it into other things, because the dreams, the hopes, the desires, the wants, and the drive that she had wasn't going to get her through. Well, again, this is a young lady that clearly proved them all wrong. This is a young lady that, even though she was told that her belief was a pipe dream, she proved them wrong. This is a young lady that technically should be in a wheelchair right now, should not be able to take care of herself, should be grossly overweight, should be physically unable to do certain things, and should not be able to do or have completed or done all of the things that she has already done and conquered. Again, a young lady that is truly a living testament to all of us. You know, it's kind of interesting. The other day I was looking at a video that someone sent me, and the video was about a young man who was born with no arms. And because he was born with no arms, you know, he was pretty much as a child, because of a particular disease or disability, he was basically looked at by his parents as a normal child, raised as a normal child, treated as a normal child, and given faith, hope, encouragement to handle all of the things that have been placed in front of him. And because he was given that positive direction, because he had people that believed in him, because he was able to face those challenges and face those challenges head on, and nobody used his debility or his not having arms as a crutch for him. Basically, his family, this young man's family, an African-American gentleman, this young man's family took those crutches away and said, just because you don't have arms doesn't mean that you can't have a normal life. So this was something that was drilled into this young man from when he was a baby to now that he's an adult. And because these things were drilled into his head, because this belief was constantly poured into this young man, and he had the faith in not only him, and got the faith not only in himself, but because he had the faith and love of his parents and those around him, even though hundreds of people, other kids, everything, probably told him that he would never be able to do certain things, he constantly proved them wrong. He constantly took a spirit, just like Miss Ashley Ivy. He took that spirit and said, you don't determine who I am. You don't determine what I can and cannot do. You don't set the bar for me. I set the bar for myself. And because of that, just like Ashley, this young man faced what was in front of him. His was a little different because what he faced in front of him was a world of people that looked normal. However, he could see that they had arms and he didn't. However, he still did not let the fact that he didn't have arms limit him. And with Miss Ashley Ivy, she did not let a doctor's or some doctor's diagnosis of her having MS stop her from living her dream. So on Miss Ivy's level, she is a physical therapist. She's a physical therapist assistant. She's also the director of eye care. She's a powerful young lady that can help any other woman or any other person reach their goals. Why? Because she's been there. She's worked. She's dealt with that disappointment. The disappointment of a child. Think of the fact that each and every one of us is what? We're a lot older, you know, many of us. So many of us that are a lot older, we couldn't even imagine having to deal with the fact that our child at 16 or 17 has now got MS and has been diagnosed and now their life to them is gone because we want everything for our children. We want everything for the people that we love, the people that we care about. So when I talk about Miss Ashley Ivy, I'm talking about a young lady that was basically, because of some words, because of some diagnosis, because of some thing that was said on a piece of paper, her entire life was, in a way, dashed for her, yet she refused to believe what was on that piece of paper. Her faith, her love for her family, her family's love for her, her foundation and her structure got her to where she has not only lost a whole bunch of weight that she had, that she's in probably the best physical condition of her life. She's, even though was given a diagnosis of having MS and was told that she'd never be able to take care of herself because at a certain stage it would be so bad that she wouldn't be able to function, she is able to function better than a lot of people at her age right now. And the same thing for the young man that I was talking about that was born with no arms. Because he had that foundation and he had inside him the belief that no matter what comes, I can handle it. No matter what comes, I can handle it. That this too shall pass and I shall get to the next level. This young man now has a regular job. All right? He is a designer for a racing car company. This young man who was never born with arms drives a car that was customized for him, and I believe he actually helped to customize that vehicle. He has a driver's license. He operates a motor vehicle on the highways and byways of these United States. He drives himself to work each and every day. Again, your limitations, ladies and gentlemen, are totally up to you. Now, I understand that our show today was supposed to be about health, stability, stabilizing your weight loss, food versus food, but this is truly a powerful message. And the other thing is our guest probably ran into some technical difficulty, but that doesn't really matter. Why doesn't that matter? Because as long as they're all right, we're good, because we can always reschedule a show. But what this ended up leading into was it ended up leading into you and I having a talk about our own faith, about our own belief, about our own limiting mindsets and how those limited mindsets are setting us all back, are not giving us the fuel, and we're not allowing the fuel that we need to take out of it to get us where we need to go. Miss Ivy's information fueled her desire to do what she wanted to do and to do better. And that fuel is going to help other people to live their dreams and reach their goals because she's here for a reason. The young man that I was talking about that was born with no arms, same thing. His drive, his belief, his ability to follow his own heart, his ability to create his own peace, his ability to show gratitude for all of the things that came in front of him, for him to enjoy the little things in his life and to live his big dream, is giving me inspiration to work on my own dream. It should be giving you inspiration to understand that there's nothing that you can't do if you truly want to do it. It may not come today. It may not come tomorrow, but it will come. I had the pleasure today to listen to another gentleman who was on another show, and he was talking about the fact that all of us talk about the fact that we want to do these things, or that the world is a bad place, or that we can't get any further, and that the children of today are bad, and the economy is bad, and the government is bad, and politics and all this other stuff is bad. And, you know, all of us want to say, you know, well, God will provide, or, you know, you need to just put your faith in the Lord. Well, ladies and gentlemen, why were each and every one of us put here? If we are the keepers of this planet, the keepers of this earth, why would another person that is a keeper of this planet, why would a human being that has the ability to know and believe that there's an ultimate power or that there is a God want to put it off on somebody else? Evidently, if you're the person that can realize and understand that it's a problem and it's a problem that needs to be fixed, then that means you're the same human being, the same person, the same soul, the same spirit that has probably got all the tools necessary to make the changes necessary to bring the reality of what's going on to fruition, as in the fix, as in the solution, as in the way to change things. You know, we talk about kids being bad. Well, we need to, I guess, look back at the parents. And don't get me wrong, parents. I know that some of you have done all that you can do. I know that you've given your children everything that you can give them. And I know that there's some children out there that just don't appreciate it. But I also know that there's a bunch of people out there that aren't giving their children what they need, who aren't doing what they're supposed to do, who are telling them, do what I say but don't do what I do, who are setting the wrong example for these same children. There's a young lady who I don't know personally, but I actually see her on Facebook. And every time that I see something from this young lady on Facebook, I get motivated, because this is another young lady. I believe she was in some type of an accident, and she lost her arms. However, they call her Barbie. However, this young lady is a fashion model. This young lady is an inspiration to all of us. This young lady takes care of herself to the best of her ability, and from what I can see, does a fine job at it. This young lady is a physical fitness trainer. This young lady has taken her disability and said, you know what? What has happened, I need to move on. That this doesn't determine who I am or who I will be. I determine that. You know, it's just really interesting to me, ladies and gentlemen, the power that each and every one of us has, but the fact that there's so few of us that will actually display it. The common sense that each and every one of us possesses, but the amazing number of people that won't use it. From the people that have been given immense gifts but won't share them, to the people that have nothing but will share everything. You know, so again, we were supposed to be talking about one subject, but we're going to talk about another. And that other is the human spirit, the human drive, the desire to do good, the fact that there are great people out there and that there is greatness in each and every one of you. Each and every one of you. There's greatness in me. There's greatness in the person across the street. There's greatness in the crazy person that's sitting at McDonald's talking about how great a freaking, or wherever the store was, how great a bacon and ice cream bowl is. So, that means that each and every one of us possesses a gift, and that gift needs to be shared. Each and every one of us needs to work together. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a man standing next to you, or a woman standing next to you, or somebody that you saw yesterday or down the street that could use your help. Help them. Ladies and gentlemen, let's stop being deletion creatures. I saw a fight the other day. Of course, I didn't see it in person. I saw it on television or YouTube. And on YouTube, it was about the young man that got attacked by another young man. And the thing that was appalling about the entire event, the thing that I thought was saddest about the entire event that took place was that one young man basically got pummeled by two other young men. He got stomped. He got kicked. He got punched. This was on a train, so some of you may have seen this before. And not one person, not one other human being came to that young man's aid. I'm not saying started beating up the other people for him to defend him or to defend the, you know, that type of thing. What I'm talking about is that the only thing that I did see some people raise up their phones. I did see some people grab their phones and bring them up. However, what they brought their phones up for was to take a video. What they brought their phones up for were to take pictures. I saw recently in Washington, D.C., two women were fighting. Two women are fighting, going at it like they are out of their minds. Then I see some guy, a cop, come, try to break up the fight. What do I see then? Then I see some knucklehead pull out his phone and start taping it. Does he go to help that officer that's trying to keep these women from fighting? Does he go to help separate them? No. What does that young man do? He pulls out a cell phone and starts videoing the officer trying to stop the two women from fighting. Now, mind you, tempers are flared. I don't know about anybody's mental stability, but that officer, who's a big guy, he's got a firearm. What if those two ladies had been so out of control that while he was trying to tame one or hold the two of them, another young lady or one of those young ladies had got his firearm? If they'd have pulled that gun out of that holster, would that young man have still been standing there with his phone out trying to take a picture? No, he'd have been running for his life. If it had gotten to the point to where a firearm had come out or that that officer had lost his gun in trying to do his job, which was to control these two ladies, and one of those ladies had gotten the gun out or one of those ladies had fired and hit an innocent bystander, then what? Ladies and gentlemen, we need to stop being voyeurs in our own worlds, in our own lives. All right? Again, there are people out there that need help. We need to try to help them. You may need help. You know, myself, in my lifetime, and I've been through a whole lot of things. This isn't about me, but I'm going to share my story anyway. I've been through gang war. I've been in the military for 20-something years. I was a law enforcement officer for New York City and for Virginia. I worked as a correction officer on Rikers Island. I've been in gang wars. I've been in prison lockdowns and prison riots. I've seen a lot of things. But one of the worst things I've ever seen is the inhumanity to man and woman. One of the worst things I've ever seen is how somebody that's given an opportunity tries to do everything they possibly can to get every dime out of somebody else that hasn't been as fortunate. What hurts me to my core is when I see someone that has a platform that they have been blessed to have, and then they want to try to nickel and dime their brothers and sisters, don't care what your race is, don't care what your preference is, but they want to nickel and dime their brothers and sisters and then try to act as if they're providing a service because they're giving you access. Well, let me tell you now. Ladies and gentlemen, you were meant to speak, speak. Don't pay a fool, or don't be a fool and pay a fool to help you be a fool. You can do that all by yourself. Don't jump on somebody's bandwagon that in the end has owned that they are the only person with a ticket to ride. Don't pay somebody else's way to fame that isn't truly willing to help you on your claim to fame. Don't let anybody steal your dream, and don't jump on anybody else's bandwagon to help them steal someone else's either. For all of you people out there, for every individual that's listening to the sound of my voice, understand. I understand truly that every dog doesn't have his day. I understand truly that there is evil among us. But I also want you to know that there's some of us that are watching you. There are some of us that are seeing what's going on. And there are some of us that could probably bring you greatness beyond your wildest dreams. But those of us that are smart enough, savvy enough, and have enough self-respect to do so are going to tell you about yourself. And we are never going to let you reach that pinnacle on our watch with our help. So, I understand that sometimes trying to work with some people is like herding cats. I totally understand that. But I also understand that there's a lot of snakes out there. There's also a lot of great people out there. So for all you great people, understand that you need to remove the snakes from your basket. Matter of fact, you probably need to just throw that entire basket away. Don't try to pull the snakes out of that basket. Give that basket up. Find the people that truly want to work with you. Find the people who truly want you to succeed. Create a win-win coalition. Create a win-win group. Create a group that is for the betterment of the whole. Is everybody going to do as good as everybody else? Of course not. However, understand that if you look at the base of a pyramid, the base of a pyramid is very wide. Many people can get into the pyramid. But as you move up in the pyramid, there's only room for a few people as you get up higher and higher. And understand that those people, that foundation on the bottom is what's keeping those people at the top on top. If somebody promises you that they're going to give you, that they've got a plethora of opportunities for you, that they can help you to get to your highest of expectations, and you already know that there's a limited amount of opportunity, you already know that they've already got their core foundation, and that core foundation of the people that are already their sycophants, are already their advocates, who are they going to take care of? You, the unknown, that's helping to pay, or the people that are above? Who's really going to get those positions? You, the person that's paying for everything, or those people that were helping them when they didn't even know you existed, and those people that they already have an alliance with, those people that they already have a network with, those people that they already have a strong association, even if it's a strong association of misguidance and evil? Because guess what? You throw enough money at just about anything, and you'll find a way to fix it. So, today's show, again, was supposed to be about one thing, and I know I kind of got on a soapbox about another. But ladies and gentlemen, right behind you, right in front of you, and also in some cases people you just walked past, are the people that you need in your corner. They're the people that you need to align. Those are the people you need to align yourself with. Those are the people that you need to be working with. Keep a positive attitude. Keep a positive belief. Take positive action and make sure that it's massive. Work on educating and improving yourself, not necessarily improving someone else. However, as he would say, jab, 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 right hook. Understand that you're going to need to give, 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 and then you can throw your punchline. But do it with your heart. Do it with your soul. Do it with the right intentions and the right thoughts and attitude. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying we wish you every success, and we hope that you get where you want to be. And if we can help, let us know. Again, take care, be well, and again, I wish you every success. If you like the shows, please, in the upper left-hand corner, you can click follow. Our listener base is constantly growing. We're over 38,000 people that listen to the show now, and we're constantly. Be well, and best of luck.